One of my favorite people of all time is in the studio with me. It's my buddy Carrie Jones. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Katie. Good to be with you.
I love having you on the show.
I'm so stoked about a new weather toy.
What new weather toy?
No, I mean from your previous Jared.
Oh, yes.
Weather toys.
I know, weather toys. And also, thanks for bringing your crystal ball and wearing your outfit that shows that you really are a magician. Anna.
I just thought of a really funny joke.
Okay, let's hear
it. So you just said I'm stoked about the new weather toy. What about I'm soaked about the new weather toy?
Are you soaked? Will we be soaked? That's funny, Anna. Will we be soaked? So, Carrie, let's start with the beginning, which is everybody's looking out the window and they're saying, liars, they said it was going to rain.
And now
look at the weather. It's gorgeous. There's not a cloud in the sky. Well, there's a few clouds.
I woke up to gray, overcast skies.
Oh, up in the mountains?
Yeah, east of the Sandias. Yeah, today we had the front that came through yesterday. I think today is going to be fine. I think our best chance for, quote, a soaker will probably come on Monday. Actually, Monday afternoon, maybe Monday evening. May see a little more activity tomorrow, we think, Sunday. But, yeah, it's an active pattern, but it's certainly by you look out the window, of course, you think, gosh, nice and blue skies. But...
But it's actually deceiving.
It's a little deceiving.
So let's talk big picture weather. You all promised us that we were in an El Nino year. And when I heard that, I said to myself, wow, El Nino, doesn't that mean lots of snow coming this winter? But then what happened is we had this huge wet July, which was super fun, by the way. I'm not sad about having a wet July. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, we had almost twice the average rainfall total at the airport. Double.
Really?
Yep.
Almost twice. What's the average for July?
It's like an inch and a half.
And we had 3 inches almost?
3.4 or something, yep.
Wow. Yep. What does that mean? Does that mean we're not in an El Nino?
No. Not at all.
Why did we have such a wet summer?
Well, that's a very good question, you know, because a lot of areas in Albuquerque, the Northeast Heights in particular, had probably half that amount. And so it was just highly variable in terms of how the storms moved and tracked and dumped their rainfall. And so July was very wet. August was actually a little bit below average for the month. And then, of course, September has started. We've had a couple of days, but by and large, we haven't seen much here for the last, you know, couple weeks, really, in Albuquerque.
We're in this – when we looked at weather maps in the spring – and you looked at the drought conditions, Albuquerque and this entire region was in the dark red. You are so in drought. You're super in trouble. And now when we look at those maps.
Well, we've had short-term trend or relief from the rains that we've had so far this monsoon season. But let's keep in mind that we're talking about drought. We're talking long-term. Over that 3-4 year period, our precip deficits are still quite significant. So we're nowhere near out of the drought. No.
We didn't catch up.
Now, last September, we did briefly, but then we went through that very dry winter that we had this past winter. And so, no, we're nowhere near caught up.
Disappointing. Disappointing for sure. Well, hey, will you stick with us, Carrie, for a little bit? That would be great. Carrie Jones, who is he's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Your official title, you just told me.
Warning coordination is what I do. I mean, it's
you're the guy who puts out the warning for us. Like you're the
one. Well, our staff. We have a great staff, and we have 12 meteorologists that work around the clock, and so we're all involved at some level. So yeah, that's what we do.
That's pretty cool.
That's what we do.
Well, Anna has a question for you.
Are we going to get, a lot of snow?
Anna, do you like snow? I love snow.
I love snow.
I do, too.
I actually, when I was 2, we had a big snowfall. It was, 3 feet of snow or something, and it was my first snow. So I thought that it was going to be a bunch of snow, and so I've always liked snow because I haven't gotten it that much.
Yeah, I know. It was funny. When I was your age, Anna, I would always listen to the forecast on TV, and they'd say, big winter storm. You know, moving in, and then, of course, you'd wake up to a day like this.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And so when I was your age, I thought there has to be a better way.
Yeah, there has to be a better way. I mean, Carrie, what's the deal with the snow? Are we going to get snow?
Yeah, I mean, so the El Nino pattern is still upon us.
What makes an El Nino pattern?
Warmer than average sea surface temperatures in the tropical Pacific. So as part of our natural climate variability, sea surface temperatures or the on the Pacific Ocean, tropical Pacific Ocean, they fluctuate, right, season to season. And so for the past couple of years, we've been stuck in this neutral pattern. But this year, coming up, we see signs of this warmer than average sea surface temperature pattern, which is El Nino. Mm. And that's good because that you're asking, well, how does that affect the winter in New Mexico? Well, it affects the storm track. And so as we get into an El Nino pattern, our opportunities for getting winter storms into the Southwest, including New Mexico, goes way up. Mm. So we have a lot more chances to get, of course, snow. But here in Albuquerque, you know, on average, we wouldn't see our even first snowflakes until probably at or just after Thanksgiving. So we still...
In the past, when last time I thought we had an El Nino, we had tons of snow between Thanksgiving and the New Year's, right?
Right.
Am I remembering correctly?
Yes, right. 2009, 2010.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was the day it snowed on my birthday.
And then it just didn't snow at all after New Year's, or it snowed very, very, very little. Mm-hmm. And I know because my kids take ski lessons that start like in the middle of January, and I was so pumped for the ski lessons.
Right.
And then we get to January, and there just was no new snow.
Well, I know it wasn't last winter. I think it was the winter previous, where we did have a pretty good stretch during, as you said, you know, late November, December, and then it just fell off after January. But our last good winter season was 2009-2010, and that was an El Nino winter period. So, you know, we look back historically, we've had about 17, or at least that we've on our website, 17 El Nino events going back to 1950, so way back.
Oh, so not very many.
I mean, it's not every
1950, that's like that's 64 years, and there's only been 17?
17, yeah.
Wow.
So you're not either. I mean, that's a good point because you're neither, you know, it's neither El Nino nor La Nina. You can be in a neutral pattern, which is what we've been in for 2 years. So it's not it's not black or white.
What happens when it's a La Nina?
Unfortunately, that's when our odds certainly favor the dry,
and
warm.
And it means the Pacific is cold?
Colder than average.
Ah.
The tropical Pacific.
Ah.
Yeah. So you... I don't know if you're going to know this, but do you know, like, this winter we're expected to have some snow, a little more than usual. Do you know what exact months or, like, around when is going to be the biggest snowfall?
That's a great question. Yeah, so our course, we're focused on the winter months, so December, January, February. December, January are the two, typically for Albuquerque, is when we would certainly see the best chance. But, yeah, that's...
So what I want to know is we lied to our listeners. I'm sorry, you guys. He doesn't really have a crystal ball. He doesn't really look in a crystal ball to tell you what the weather is. What tools do you use, Carrie? What are you how are you telling us what the weather is? You have these. You have so many tools. You
we
have
do.
This weather balloon that you stick up in the air, which, by the way, I think I saw one a couple weeks ago.
Oh, did
ago.
You? Well, that it's interesting. There's a facility, a NASA facility east on the east side of the state that's been launching high-altitude balloons.
Oh, and so sometimes
and
when we see those?
Yep.
They're actually that far away? Dang.
Yeah, they go way up.
It really looked like it was just over Albuquerque. Okay, so what tools do you use to tell us what the weather's going to be?
Our main tools are what we call numerical weather prediction models. So we use pretty sophisticated models that have, I mean, they're so much better now than they were just 10 years ago.
And you're using, like, you're entering the high and the low.
Well, there's that, and satellite information. There's all this that we, but, you know, the human element, which is where we come in, is to take all this information and to digest it and use our experience. Because a lot of forecasting, especially here in New Mexico, is experience. And, you know, we've seen these patterns and so forth. And we know, for example, when we get east winds in our wintertime storms, that we get snow holes. And I think we've talked in the past about a snow hole where we'll have snow ringing all areas around Albuquerque, but the heart of the city...
Yeah, my house.
Nothing.
No
snow. And Katie's house.
We call it the donut hole. Myself.
And so, and we know that.
You
we
know that this happens. And so what
so
that
we
is.
We make the adjustments.
The wind is coming from the east.
Right.
And somehow it like hits the mountain or something, and as a result, sends the clouds north, south, and over to Rio Rancho.
If you think of a wind that's blowing from east to west, it rises up on the other side of the Sandias, which is why you get more snow.
Mm-hmm.
And then. What happens? It descends or moves downhill into the valley and then rises again as it gets to the west of the river. So you have these very intricate, small-scale patterns that affect how snow will accumulate or fall in the city. And so, yeah, we take into account all those little subtle details. But it's challenging. Snow forecasting in Albuquerque is among the most challenging forecast problems that we face.
Really?
I would say, yeah.
Yeah, and Albuquerque just has so much, like, you never know what's going to happen. Like, you go on to the weather, and the weathermen say there's a cloudy forecast, but it's all sunny, you know. It's very, very unexpected here in New Mexico.
Well, the weather can certainly change in a short distance. I mean, we've seen that just the past couple of days.
Yeah.
And we have a lot. I mean, even yesterday there was areas where over 2 inches of rain fell, and you take a 30-minute drive south and less than a tenth of an inch.
Wow.
But that's the nature of thunderstorms, and that's how the monsoon, as we were talking earlier, the airport's been really wet, at least within the city. Mm-hmm. But other parts, you know, like I said, the Northeast Heights and even probably up in your neck of the woods,
yeah,
not nearly as much, still wet,
yeah,
but not to that extent.
Well, I want to quickly go into how kids who are in our listening audience are actually part of your team. And I'm actually part of your team. I have an official Coco Roz weather gauge, and I enter the data from that ideally every day. Sometimes it's hard to remember when there's no rain and it's zero, and I'm sure Carrie forgives us all. But it's so exciting because you can actually see down to the hundredths of an inch what has precipitated at your house, and you all are using the data that citizen scientists like myself are submitting
every day. Yep.
And it's fascinating when you look at the maps. Coco Roz is spelled COCORAHS.org, and you can go there and get the weather gauge for yourself, and you can sign up to be a weather station at your own house. And here's what's so crazy, Carrie, is my neighbor, who's like less than 10 houses from my house when we were having all that rain in July, here I was getting like, you know, 9/10 of an inch, and he was getting like an inch and a half. Mm-hmm. And he's like 10 houses from my house. It was so nuts. And then there's somebody else that's maybe 4 or 5 blocks to the south of me. And that house got, you know, a half of what I got.
Sure.
You know, 0.5, you know, like less than a half an inch. And I was looking at this and thinking, that is crazy.
I know. And we
How
tell
can that be?
Well, it's a thunderstorm. Think of a thunderstorm, an average diameter about 2 miles, which, of course, that's more than what you're talking about here. But you can just have such intense rain over a very small footprint. And as you said, yeah, you go a couple blocks either direction, and it's in some cases you might have no rain. It's just the way it works with thunderstorms.
It's really
But
crazy.
What's interesting, I was just going to mention real quick for the kids, is you can make notes, as you know, write comments when you do your reports.
Yes.
And then read back. I love going back and seeing a year, you know, last year, what some of the big days and – you know, we're talking about gardening. You can put little notes in there that are fantastic, because that to me is that's going to be a great source, by the way, of information in probably 30, 40 years.
Well, we're really excited to look and see, you know, we've only just started this past year, but we're really excited to see how much rainfall do we get at our house in a year. And that actually impacts how we as gardeners work. And Anna has a question. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So everybody, you know, loves snow because we never get it here and it's fun to play with. But what does snow do for us besides that? What good does snow
That's
do?
That's a very insightful question, Anna. Well, we're talking about drought, right? And we need snowpack in the mountains. I mean, that's our...
Is snowpack different from just snow falling?
Well, okay. So, yeah, I mean, it's, as I said, here in Albuquerque, usually for places like Santa Fe and our northern mountain communities, we'll start to see the first snow. In fact, we've already seen snow up in the high country of Colorado already this season. And so each storm that comes through lays down, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12 inches of snow. And if you can get a storm every, say, 4 or 5 days through the winter, it starts to build, right?
Yeah.
And you build up that snowpack. So by the time you get to February, March, and April, you've built up a nice good snowpack so that when we warm up in the springtime, that snow melt makes it into the rivers and the streams and the reservoirs. So that's why
seeps into our aquifer.
That's why it's important. And we haven't had that for
snowpack.
No. And we need a good solid winter snowpack.
Carrie, what's the difference between an inch of snow and an inch of rain? I mean, it feels like a snow is not as much as an inch of rain.
We here, I guess, I was going to say, we use an average, we call snow to liquid ratio. And so an inch of snow would equate to about 1/10 inch liquid.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, in case you're just tuning in, we're talking to Kerry Jones from the National Weather Service. We're asking him to predict what our winter is going to look like. It's looking fairly positive.
It does.
It's looking like we should wax our skis. Okay. He's kind of going,
I think that's, certainly.
You're reluctant to make any absolutes, aren't you?
Well, only because it's seasonal forecasting, for one, but we haven't seen a pattern that if we get into an El Nino pattern, we haven't seen that since 2009, 2010. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that the odds are certainly in our favor.
So lots of gardeners are listening right now.
Yeah.
And they're thinking to themselves, I'm thinking for you, gardeners. They're thinking, gee, it felt kind of cool last night. Should I be worried about my chilies and my tomatoes? Because after all, it was kind of cool last night. Are we about to have a freeze?
No.
When's our freeze, Kerry?
Average freeze here is around Halloween.
Seriously, we've got a ways to go. Yeah. Your tomatoes will be fine.
It feels cool. I mean, as I said, we had the front that came through, but relatively speaking, we still have a ways to go. So no worries on that. Enjoy.
I want to ask one more question too. As folks in Albuquerque, we look up at our mountain and we sometimes see what we saw last night, which is, I like to describe it as a blanket on top of the mountain.
It was beautiful.
Wasn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
And it creeps over. It's the clouds creep over and they hug the top of our mountain.
And at sunset they were pink. Yeah, that was really beautiful.
Yeah,
it was so pretty. But what does that mean? I look at that. You don't see that all the time.
Right.
And when I see that, I wonder, what does that mean for our weather? Is that predictive, or is that just
There is some predictive value in it. What actually is occurring is we have the cool air that came down eastern New Mexico, and it gained enough depth that it started to spill over the top of the Sandias. So think of it almost as a waterfall effect. And so if you're east of the Sandias, you're in the low clouds, but then as the air goes up and over, it spills down and generates those east winds. Now, usually those east winds are channeled through places like Tejeros Canyon. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do come around the north end of the Sandias, and you get north winds in places like Corrales. So you would have noticed, in that case, some gusty winds out of the east.
Well, there was wind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And in other words, you live in the East Mountains. Were you seeing clouds yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Solid.
You were in solid clouds, but we here had a beautiful sky of patchy clouds.
And wind. We had zero wind.
Tons of wind.
Yeah.
You had zero wind.
No, because we're at the top of the waterfall.
I remember a lot of wind.
Yeah, there was a lot of wind. Yeah, yeah. Leo, please.
This morning when I got up, the whole sky was completely gray. With clouds, and now it's just completely clear.
And then it just cleared it. Like, I got up at, 6:30?
So, Kerry, my non-weather person take on that is, I've always told my kids, am I lying to my kids? I say, the sun came out and kind of dried up the clouds. Okay, he's looking kind of skeptical.
Well, yeah, not skeptical. I mean, that's, I'm looking at
happens.
There could have been, and I think Leo said he lived in Corrales. There could have been a patch of lower clouds that were up on the north end. I mean, that's weather. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And it's always changing. I mean, even as we've been talking, as I look out, you know, the sky has changed and there's a few more clouds. So what happens though, Katie, is the sun comes up and starts to heat the earth and we start to develop what we call thermals, which are convective currents, to get real technical.
Yeah,
and
those hot air pockets.
Yeah, and that's what
birds
gives
ride
rise,
them.
Right, thunderstorms. That's how thunderstorms form. So
we could have a thunderstorm today.
We could.
I mean, right
over
now.
Over the mountains, yep.
I got here this morning at like 8:45, and there was like a few clouds towards the mountains, but it was pretty much clear. And right now, I'm sitting here and looking out the window, and there's now a breeze, and more clouds have come in.
Well, Kerry, I love talking with you. We could talk all day. Kerry Jones works for the National Weather Service. If you want to follow him on Twitter, he is PeakWX. That's PEAKWX. Also, the National Weather Service is on Twitter, NWS Albuquerque. And honestly, that is a great way to get your weather. It's way faster than waiting for it to come through the media lines. Kerry Jones, so your final summation, tell us, we're going to have what to predict for us, what we're going to see in the next 6 months.
Well, so we are into our fall season, September, October, November, and usually as we get towards the latter half of September, our monsoon season, which has been good for a lot of areas, will start to tail off, and we'll have, you know, we look forward to anyway, our beautiful October days, bright sunny skies, cooler days, certainly, right, and cooler nights. And as I said, as we get towards the end of October around Halloween, that first freeze of the fall is something we'll need to anticipate. Mm-hmm. And then as we get deeper into fall and especially the first part of winter, we'll watch the pattern as it becomes more active and we start to have better opportunities for, we'll say, snow in the mountains and some hopefully rain and or snow here in the valleys. But I'm excited because it's a pattern that we're looking forward to that we have not seen in at least 5 years.
I love it.
I'm excited for snow. I love snow.
Yep, me too.
And we need it. It's beyond liking snow. We need snow.
And in the bigger picture, people should not be riding all cozy thinking we're out of the woods with this drought.
Absolutely not.
We're not out of our drought. The drought is very severe, even though we had a fluke. I forgot to ask you the big question. Barbarbunga, the volcano
in
Iceland.
Yeah.
And we only have a couple minutes. We have 30 seconds or whatever. But tell me, Carrie, Barbarbunga, the volcano in Iceland, is that going to affect our weather? I mean, it's supposed to be the world's biggest volcano.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's erupting right now, by the way.
Right, right. Yeah. I've seen it in the news. I don't, you know, right before I graduated college, Pinatubo, mm-hmm. do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was 1991, was mm-hmm. it? And that had big time effects. We talk about weather, but it was more of, I mean, Mount Pinatubo put so much, you know, ash and other stuff up in high up in the atmosphere, stratosphere,
mm-hmm.
that it actually, you know, cooled, I think, the global temperature decreased 1 degree Fahrenheit.
Whoa.
For like 1 and 2 years after that event.
Wow.
And that was just that's pretty recent.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know specifically on this that you're talking about, but yeah, they can definitely have impacts.
Yeah. Go ahead, Leo.
Why would it cool the Earth so much?
Well, think about all the stuff that gets spewed high up into the atmosphere and the stratosphere. And so all that stuff above us.
It kind of blocked the sun? Is that what happened?
Yep.
So it stands the potential of actually...
Well, I don't want to make that... Because that was major, right?
Okay, so it could... Volcanoes can impact global...
Right.
Okay.
Especially volcanoes that are more in the tropical regions of our globe.
But Iceland is not tropical.
No, it's not. So...
We'll see.
We'll have to see.
We shall see. Carrie, there's a million more questions we have, so will you come back?
I will come back.
Oh, thank you so much. Carrie Jones is with the National Weather Service here in Albuquerque. He's the one who tells you to, take shelter. A storm is coming, and we're so grateful that he was on the show today.